I saw two black rattlesnakes in my life. Coal black. Scary to death.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of snakes. What about seafood? You ever eat any seafood? What's your favorite kind of seafood?
Fried oysters or breaded oysters.
You like those? How about those other little...
Those I like lobster tails.
What's the smaller ones you eat? You have like fantail, breaded and deep fried.
I can't think of a Canadian one. There's snails. They're good. Mm-hmm. And there's clams too. I haven't eaten too many clams.
There's one other kind of curled like that.
Oh, shrimp.
You ever eat many of those?
Yeah, we've eaten a few of them, not too many. If you get some nice big ones, they're really good, but for these little bit of shrimp there, I don't think too much of them.
Okay. Okay, how about the weather around? How do you describe the weather around here in Ephraim and San Pete?
Desert. I can remember the weather back as far as I remember about, because when you're a farmer, you're out in it, and it affects you.
Yeah, it's important, yeah.
It's important to you, and so I can remember a lot of years in detail. Like 57, it started to snow. It had been dry all winter, started to snow on the 20th of February, and it snowed and rained 60 days out of the next 90. 14 straight days once, I can remember, and boy, that was a wet year.
What would you call a really wet snow?
1952 was the wettest year for snow that we've ever had.
You have a special name for a really wet snow, or?
Well, you'd call it a blizzard, but that's not as wet as when the flakes get big. Uh-huh. In 1952, there was 3 feet of solid snow on top of that coop out here that you could walk on in the spring. Solid.
Oh, just solid, huh?
It holds you.
What's the difference between the, what are, you said blizzard, what are some other names for storms?
Well, a blizzard, of course, that's when you got a good wind with it. Mm-hmm. But if you get a good warm storm with big flakes, that brings a lot more snow.
Mm-hmm. So when the, what do you say when the temperature's above or below?
Zero.
Zero, or what else do you say above?
Freezing.
Freezing.
Below.
Okay. And so, what do you call it when the sky is, when the sun doesn't shine?
Cloudy.
Cloudy. Or when it's, after it storms in the morning, you can't see?
Mist or fog.
Okay, what about if you get left out in the cold and you don't have your gloves or whatever, what happens to your fingers or toes or your face?
Yeah, you can freeze them. In the olden days, the kids had a lot more frost than they do now. You'd get frost in your feet, you'd get your feet froze. And boy, they'd really itch. Mm-hmm. You don't hear that much anymore because they have cars and heated houses. But you heard a lot of it when I was a kid.
Well, what would you call it if it froze really hard? What would you call it?
Well, when it gets way below zero.
Okay. How about just right when it starts getting cold, what do you call that? when the creek or the lake freezes over, what do you call that?
Ice?
Mm-hmm. But if it just barely frozen over?
Well, it's just starting to freeze. And it gets colder in the winter, of course it freezes a lot thicker.
Mm-hmm.